This is WKAR, the voice of Michigan State College in East Lansing.
And today is a very important day in the life of WKAR.
And who are you?
Well, let's just say I represent the spirit of Michigan State College. By the way, you won't object if I say a few things that are on my mind, will you?
Well,
That's fine. I thought you'd see it that way. What I started out to say a moment ago was, this is a very important day in the life of WKAR. It's August the 18th, 1947. 25 years ago today, WKAR made its first official broadcast as a licensed radio station.
Yes, I know. We've been talking about it around here for several days.
I expect you have at that. A birthday is always something to talk about, and a 25th birthday is even more special.
How so?
Well, it's a time for reviewing the past, comparing it with the present, and looking to the future. You know, the college here in East Lansing, since its beginning back in 1855, has always stood for service. Service to the people of Michigan. We're spoken of as the People's College. The People's College. That's rather a proud title to own. It's also a challenging title.
What you mean is, being a People's College carries an obligation which must be lived up to.
Exactly. I see you radio folks here at WKAR realize your part of that obligation.
Indeed. We can't claim the years of service that the college has, 92 years, but since WKAR's beginning back in 1922, everyone who has ever been a part of WKAR's broadcasting activities has done his share to bring to the people of our Wolverine State helps that would aid individuals, families, and communities in better living.
That's right, Mr. Announcer, and no one knows that better than I do. I expect there are folks all over the state who have listened to information passed along by WKAR since its beginning 25 years ago, who still tune in to 870 every morning to listen for some specific information on markets, farm developments, news that has developed around the world, music to be enjoyed without unnecessary interruptions. Yes, WKAR has gained the favor of thousands of our Michigan folks because of the many services it offers.
And each year since 1922, new listeners to our college station have been added.
Without a doubt. Right at this very moment, there are folks listening who may never have tuned to WKAR before, along with those who have been WKAR followers for a quarter of a century.
It'd be interesting to know what our Michigan citizens think and say about us.
Yes, I suppose it would. I expect a good many of the folks would like to ask us questions about how we happen to have a college radio station here in East Lansing and why certain things are done the way they are. Yes, Mr. Announcer, it would be interesting to know what our Michigan citizens have to say about us.
First of all, we'd like to say, Happy birthday, WKAR.
Am I hearing things?
Mr. Announcer, I think we have our wish. You're hearing things all right. You're hearing the citizens of Michigan.
If you were sincere in what you said just a moment ago, Spirit of Michigan State College, about wanting to know what the citizens of Michigan think of WKAR on its 25th birthday, then we'd like to join you.
By all means, by all means.
Do you mind if I sort of hang around? I'd like to listen to this myself.
Be glad to have you, Mr. Announcer. Now then, citizens of Michigan, is there anything in particular you'd like to say?
Several things. But first of all, we'd like to offer our congratulations once more to WKAR on its 25th birthday.
Are you all regular WKAR listeners?
Some of us are, and some of us aren't.
I've listened to WKAR since its beginning back in 1922. In fact, I heard some of the broadcasts that were never intended to go beyond the campus.
I've been a regular listener for several years.
I'm a housewife who just happened to discover WKAR only recently, but I have it on from morning till sign-off now.
I guess I'm what you'd call a casual listener. I have some favorite programs on WKAR, which I try to hear when I'm home, but much of the time my work keeps me from listening during the day. And at night, I never seem to be able to find WKAR on my radio.
I never even heard of WKAR until right now. What's it all about, anyway? What business does a college have operating a radio station?
Well, first of all, as the spirit of Michigan State College, I'd like to thank you, citizens, for your birthday wishes. I know that all those who have helped make WKAR a possibility are grateful for your interest. Some of you citizens have asked questions which I'd like to take a little time to answer. Where's the citizen who says he's never heard of WKAR till right now?
Right here.
You say you wonder why a college operates a radio station.
That's right. Isn't that out of the field of education?
No, Mr. Citizen. And if you listen to WKAR for long, you'll be able to answer your own question. Maybe you'd be interested in hearing how WKAR originated.
I certainly would.
We all would.
Well, back in 1917, before there were any authorized radio stations, Frank S. Kedzie, then president of Michigan Agricultural College, asked a student, Norris E. Grover, to teach telegraphy at the college. The course was to train civilians and Army students in the use of telegraphy for war purposes. Some 900 students completed the training. The equipment, which was provided by the Army Signal Corps, cost $1,000 and was put up in the wood shop on campus.
But how does teaching telegraphy in 1917 have anything to do with WKAR?
Well, perhaps any relation between the two does seem far-fetched, but it happened like this. At the end of the war, the equipment for telegraphy classes was no longer used. It was then that 10 students in the electrical engineering department took part of the equipment and built an unlicensed radio station on campus.
And it was during one of the broadcasts over that homemade station that I happened to tune in and was, well, to say the least, surprised to hear some off-color songs.
Yes, there were quite a few folks within a 12-mile radius of the campus who happened to be listening in with headsets who were surprised at what they heard. That little incident resulted when some engineering student pranksters decided to serenade some of their friends in Wells Hall by means of radio. Only by accident, the broadcast went in, well, beyond the limits of the campus. And that was the first actual broadcast to originate at the station. And very nearly ended radio broadcasting at Michigan State College before it began. It was soon after this, in the year 1922, that a red letter day in broadcasting at the college took place. The unlicensed station of homemade equipment broadcast a talk by President David Friday of the Michigan Agricultural College, made at a Founders Day meeting. The date of the broadcast was May 13, 1922, and just 6 days later, on May 19th, the federal government formally authorized a radio station at the college.
But you've been saying right along that August the 18th is the birthday of WKAR.
And that's right. The official date on the college radio station's license was August the 18th, 1922. At that time, the call letters WKAR were assigned the station by the federal government, and these call letters have been used ever since.
And was the same equipment used for the official station as had been used during the experimental period previous to 1922?
Well, much of it was the same. The credit goes to Forrest Fiffany, then a student and now a commander in the Coast Guard, for building the first WKAR equipment. The original WKAR broadcasting equipment was installed in a corner of the auditorium in Olds Hall. Professor Osborne of the Electrical Engineering tells how Dean Bissell of the Engineering Division walked into the auditorium one day, saw the transmitter equipment piled on his lecture table, and not knowing what it was, had some students pile the equipment in a corner of the room, on the floor. And Professor Osborne recalls that the next time WKAR came on the air, it was from the floor of the auditorium. Yes, those first days of WKAR's broadcasting were full of surprises.
You know, looking back now, it seems to me that those first broadcasts were, well, comparing them with WKAR's fine programs today, pretty much unprepared.
Yes, you're right. There wasn't too much planning to the first broadcast. It was in April of 1923 that Mr. Jimmy Hasselman of the Publications Department was put in charge of WKAR. However, Mr. Hasselman's other duties were so many that it was early in 1924 before he was able to supervise a regular schedule of programs.
Seems to me, now that I look back on it, that I heard a football game broadcast as early as, well, it must have been about the first year WKAR operated.
First football game. Now, just a minute. I have a scrapbook of Michigan State College's services to the people. Let me turn to the section marked WKAR. Oh, here we are. Now then, football. Yes, here it is. The first football game broadcast over WKAR was October 8th, 1923, between Michigan Aggies and the University of Chicago. Oh, and the score was Michigan Aggies nothing, Chicago 34.
From the very first, did WKAR serve the complete state of Michigan?
Well, if you mean by that, did WKAR reach all the people, the answer is no. During that first year or so, after August 20, 1922, the equipment was much the same as had been used previous to the federal government's official licensing. However, in the summer of 1923, new equipment was put into use, and this equipment made it possible for WKAR to be heard much further.
What were the very first planned programs on WKAR?
Well, now, let me refer to the scrapbook again. Oh, yes, now, here we are. It says, with the appointment of Mr. Hasselman to the station, WKAR was to see new and better programs. In fact, it was to see a regular schedule of programs, including sports and instructive and entertaining speakers. Because WKAR was licensed for unlimited time, programs were extended to include 2 hours of broadcasting every night.
And did the station continue to broadcast from Olds Hall?
No, that was another of the early important changes. By January 1924, studios were completed on the fourth floor of the Home Economics Building on campus. And the studios were in every way an improvement over the previous facilities in Olds Hall. But for good radio broadcasting, much was yet to be desired. However, the Home Economics Building location was used for 15 years until 1939.
It seems to me that I remember back around 1924 that there was quite a bit of talk about the college station getting some equipment donated to it.
And you remember correctly, Mr. Citizen. Look, here in the scrapbook is a story about the very equipment you refer to. In November of 1924, the college radio station received a new tower which cost was 182 feet high, the gift of Consumers Power Company. At the same time, the Detroit News, operating America's first commercial broadcasting station, WWJ, gave WKAR its $35,000 Western Electric Radiophone transmitter when WWJ purchased a new one.
And I can recall that reception was much better after WKAR started using that new equipment.
Yes, WKAR, with these new facilities, began operating smoothly and without interruption. And that transmitter, by the way, was the first ever built by Western Electric for broadcast use. And the college station still proudly retains the tag that described the transmitter. There was one other important change that certainly ought to be mentioned here. It was at that time that the Agricultural Extension Division became the sponsor for the station. It meant a new and greater emphasis on the agricultural services offered the folks of Michigan.
Could you describe any of the programs that were offered to help the folks of Michigan back in the 20s?
In 1925, WKAR presented what were probably the first organized radio courses of study in agriculture. There were several courses, and these were continued for several years. Look, here's a table of contents in my scrapbook, taken from the 1925 Farm Radio School Bulletin. It lists such courses as home economics, animal husbandry, poultry and veterinary medicine, horticulture and gardening, dairy husbandry, and farm crops.
And you want to know something? I'll bet I was one of the first Michigan citizens to complete every course offered over WKAR.
Well, did they do you any good?
They most certainly did. I learned a lot of things by listening to WKAR and taking part in those courses that I'd never have found out, or found out at the expense of costly mistakes.
Now, one of you citizens asked me a while back, why should a college operate a radio station? Well, it seems to me that your fellow citizen has very aptly answered your question.
I was the one who asked the question, and I'm willing to agree now that Michigan State College, through its services, has justified its radio station. But I'm still wondering if maybe there isn't too much time spent in giving out information to farmers. After all, there are others in Michigan who pay taxes, too.
You're exactly right. There are others in Michigan who pay taxes besides our good citizens engaged in the varied fields of agriculture, and the college radio station has recognized these in many ways. For example, right about the time that the agriculture courses were getting underway,